Just a word about this gospel, particularly since we, as Catholics, have a church which is very steeped in ritual. And there's a great beauty and necessity for ritual. It helps us to pray together. You know, we're not just making it up every day. Oh, let's just set up things over there today. Or, you know, we have a kind of an ordinary and a routine that helps us to pray together. Ritual has a great beauty, roots us in tradition. But one of the dangers of ritual is that it eventually could become, if we're not careful, a kind of a mindless thing. We do this because we do this. We begin to lose sight of its real meaning. And it becomes kind of wooden and just rote, and we hardly think. And so the Lord is, in effect, saying, you know, fasting has become this way. We fast because we fast. At that time, people had begun to lose sight of the real purpose of fasting, which was atoning for one's sins and in order to be ready to meet God, the Messiah, when He should come. Well, the Messiah is here. So now we're in the wedding feast. There is a purpose and a beauty to fasting. But it was quite possible in that culture to fast as a thing of pride. We fast, why don't you? And the scribes and the Pharisees and even the disciples of John the Baptist and others took a little bit of pride in the fact that they fasted a little extra than was required. And you begin to see that what should be a sign of repentance and humility became, in a rather twisted way, a sign of pride. Those of us who go to daily Mass. I go to daily Mass, why don't you? This sort of, I say the rosary, why don't you? You know, this can happen to us. There's great beauty in saying the rosary and coming to daily Mass and other pious practices. But these are meant to be a sign of our humility and our love for God. And perhaps those of us who have the luxury being able to go to daily Mass, pray the rosary, should in great humility pray for those who cannot. You see, the vision here is that all of these prayer practices, rituals, which are beautiful in themselves, if we're not careful to reflect on the deepest roots of what they're about, can become twisted and can become wrong-minded. We begin to become prideful, or we begin to lose sight. And instead of using the rosary, for example, as a great sign of love for God and for others, we beat people over the head with it, you see, and say, see, you don't measure up. It all becomes mixed up. And the Lord is inviting the people of that time and us to say, there is a place for fasting. Do not say, oh, all ritual is bad, you know, like some people do. Do not say that there is no place for these things, but just be careful to note why and how they exist and what they're really for. They're meant to draw us more deeply into God and to our love for one another. Perhaps another way of, another caution to make would be this. It's possible for us to begin to sort of, if you will, I often call it checking off the God box. Another possible problem with our ritual observance is that we think, well, look, I've made an agreement to come to Mass or to say the rosary or to fast or to pay tithes, and so let's see here now, 4 or 5 things are on my list, okay, check, 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 check. Now I'm done with God, done with my need to worry about religious observance, on with my day. You see what happens? We become kind of closed in on these things. Whereas the better way to observe these rituals is to see that they're meant to open us to an even deeper love and appreciation for God and for one another. And so our observance of coming to Mass today is not the end of our religious observance, but rather the beginning of it. Because we come to hear these readings and then to ponder and to apply them in our day. We come to receive the Lord in the Eucharist, but not just to ritually come up and say, okay, I'm done, but to be nourished in order to love, in order to preach, in order to bring Christ to others. But the danger of ritual observance is, okay, I've said my prayers, I'm done with God now, I can get on with my day and think of things basically related just to myself. So I hope you see that as precious as these things are, just like anything good, the devil and our flesh can get in there, twist, and distort the beauty and the meaning of these things. So for the ritually observant, continue to observe these rituals. See them as an invitation to go deeper, not to be on just the surface of these things, but rather to go deeper, to see how they invite us to love God more, to be equipped to love God and to love our neighbor even more. These are the things that the Lord invites us to consider this morning. Amen.